USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump demonstrators were in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota last night near the Target Center where President Trump was holding a campaign rally. Police say things went well until late in the evening when the otherwise largely peaceful protesters started burning Make America Great Again hats. And a few blocks away, police clashed with members of a pro-Trump militia-style group that confronted police. Inside the rally, the president discussed a variety of issues, including the corruption allegations he's made against former Vice President, now White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son.
But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a gun. It's 100% true.
USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has been awarded the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. In winning it, he beat out favorites like teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg and New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. California fire crews are battling a wildfire east of Los Angeles. Riverside County officials say the Sandalwood Fire has destroyed dozens of structures at a mobile home park about 70 miles east of L.A. since beginning yesterday. The fire starting as the gusty Santa Ana winds did start blowing in from the north late yesterday afternoon. It's what's prompted many utility companies to have scheduled outages so as to reduce the risk of wildfires from wires and poles coming down in those winds. Civilians in northern Syria rushing to escape Turkish airstrikes. The Turkish military says they struck over 180 what they call terrorist targets yesterday, paving the way for an all-out ground assault. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
In USA News for Your Health, flu season is right around the corner.
It's anticipated to be a bad season because of what's already happened in the southern hemisphere.
That's Dr. Belkis Pimentel with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia. She tells USA Radio News.
So in Australia, they had one of the worst seasons yet for them. And so they are getting over their winter while we're starting our winter now. And so it gives us a little bit of a window of what it's going to be like here, but it's not predictive exactly because things change and there are viruses, so it's really unpredictable.
So what does Dr. Pimentel recommend you do?
The recommendation right now is for everybody to get their flu vaccine in order to prevent it. Everybody who's 6 months and older, we don't have flu activity going on as much right now.
From the White House now, an update on the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
ICE Acting Director Matt Albans is criticizing what he calls bad immigration laws.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ability to enforce immigration law has again fallen victim to judicial overreach.
Surrounded by several sheriffs at the White House on Thursday, Albans noted that ICE does not make the laws, and he calls on Congress to modernize immigration laws. Albans also argues that political rhetoric is not keeping you safe.
I cannot stand here today and promise you that dangerous criminal aliens are not being let out of jail to potentially harm others. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.